Listen up, maggots. We got targets inbound, so lock and load your senses and stand by for imminent contact.
If you love beer, you're in the Beer Army. So grab a frosty brew and get ready. It's time to liberate your senses. It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Well, welcome to the program. It's Mick Dagger here.
And the General.
Oh, wait a minute. No, it's Mickey Blue Eyes. Don't you forget it, ladies.
That's for your other podcast show. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. My one with Barry White music in the background.
That's right, that's right. You know, Balls Sherpa.
Whatever. Oh, man. Hey, man, I had a great weekend.
Yeah.
Somber, but a great weekend.
Yeah, you're talking about Nancy's Memorial or whatever on Sunday. We had a little closed-door private at the new location at 313 Pollock Street in New Bern, North Carolina. It was really cool seeing everybody come out. Even though we didn't have anything on the walls per se, you know, we had, we're pouring her Dark and Stormies. That was the only mixed drink we were pouring. And then we had a couple of beers, obviously, pouring there. But it was really cool to hear some of the feedback from people, what they thought of the new building, how excited they are about it.
Yeah.
As well as walk around and kind of visually and hear, like, okay, this is what about 50 people's like in our new location. And, you know, we can obviously do a lot more than 50 people, but I was like, wow, like it was already getting kind of crowded, didn't you think? I mean, for the bottom level, kind of like around the barn.
Well, yeah, but you have to factor there was still stuff going on. There wasn't the full seating and all that stuff. So, and everybody was just wanting to stand around and talk. So,
but I remember when you walked in, I said, because I waved across from the crowd or whatever. I think your initial, because I don't think you've been in there before, right?
Uh-uh. So that was there a long time ago when it was establishment.
But I mean, it looked like you were like, damn.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Your first reaction looked pretty good, you know, so I was like, okay, I think we're on point then.
I really dig it. I can't wait for it.
But, we appreciate that, and Mike Bird, and of course, we increased the size of her memorial scholarship, the $2,500, too, and so that's our education scholarships. You don't know what the hell we're talking about, go to beerarmy.org, go to scholarships. You got till June 15th. It's the most liberal application process. We have applicants rolling in. Your submission needs to be postmarked no later than 15 June. And, if you're going to school, good opportunity to get some money to help you pay for it, so.
Well, and to put it in and be able to bump it up a little bit in Nancy's honor.
Yeah,
it was awesome. It was just awesome to share that day yesterday with her husband, Mike. Yeah. And
no, it was good stuff, man. And then, of course, tickets on Brewburn are flying off the shelves. So if you don't get your ticket, you better get it. You can go again to beerarmy.org, click on events, and, buy your tickets online, or you can go down to the Outpost, buy your tickets there as well. Convention Center has them as well. But of course, what I'm really excited about is the week after next. Well, we're going to be taking a trip up to Savor, up to DC this weekend. I'll be talking to some of the Brewers Association guys too. About franchise laws and some other things, ironically.
you have something to say about that.
Yeah, just a little bit. No, they contacted us, and we're really happy to weigh in on that. We think there needs to be some, changes, some reforms in that area. Again, not against the three-tier system. We're talking about franchise laws, which is different, and I think a lot of people don't understand that, and they really need to get educated on it. And that's something that I really want to, we focus on our scholarship program, but that's what our foundation is about, is also about education. And to me, that's about the same thing, educating the consumer. They need to understand what it is. But of course, the week after next, we got Feeling Froggy, and I am so stoked. Clark, he said, "Hey dude, we're brewing, I think it was last week, we're brewing Feeling Froggy, man." And I was like, "Oh," and I know they got the canning day set. And, of course we teased out the label, pieces. We will be debuting the full label as well as this big badass, limited edition sticker.
I love this. Beer Army Foundation, Frog Level Brewing Company, Feeling Froggy 2015. That's right.
Oh, so, yeah. Stay tuned to our Facebook, and you can find out how you can get your hands on, your own Feeling Froggy sticker.
You're occupied this coming weekend.
Yeah.
The 13th is
Feeling Froggy. Day. Yeah.
27th, Brewburn Beer Fest.
That's right.
Action-packed June, man.
Yeah, well, and then, of course, we'll probably be opening up, hopefully, here in the next week or so, the new Beer Army Burger Company, and I let you see the menu.
It's going to be awesome.
So, we're still finalizing, but that's a pretty good 80-90%, solution, so we're actually supposed to be testing, sampling some of the food tomorrow or Wednesday, so make sure... So when this is hitting the airwaves, we should be doing it later that night. So make sure you make yourself available, Meg.
Okay. I'll be there.
We need Mickey Blue Eyes input.
I'll have my Barry White music playing.
But we've been long-winded, and like any show, we always talk about, or when we're having the show, we talk about a beer. And this week, since last week, we went with the huge Belgian quad from Smutty Nose, I figured we would swing in the opposite, you know, direction to the extremity with this huge sessionable beer, Enter Stage Left, from Heretic Brewing Company out of Fairfield, California. If you don't know where that's at, it's about halfway between San Fran and Sacramento. We have Grandma Ree Rye Pale Ale clocking in at 4.4%, so about 30% or so of what we drank last week.
Is delicious.
You can find out more about Heretic Brewing Company from hereticbrewing.com. And so this is, it's pronounced, I mean, it's a rye pale ale. It has the word rye in it, but it's pronounced, again, Grandma Ree. And Grandma Ree is the practice of learning magic. And of course, if you didn't know what the word heretic means, you know, from a religious point of view, you can probably understand the word connotation. Ooh. There. It's pouring a very nice orangish copper color with a nice, I mean, when we poured that sucker, that puffy off-white head, you know, there's some lacing and some haze. You can pick up the spiciness from the rye in the nose along with some toasty malt and citrus that's very subtle. I would say it's kind of like an orangish, grapefruitish type citrus. You can pick up the rye right away in the flavor. I love the spiciness of rye. One of my first beers that I went really far with as a home brewer entering a contest was a German rye beer called a Roggenbier. Mm. I actually took a silver medal at the national level competition or whatever, but I've always liked rye. Problem is rye can be very peppery, and if you put a lot of it in there, it could really, like, whoa.
I know? Love rye beers.
Yeah. So this, I would say this has some toasty malt finish with some light bittering hops there. The finish is smooth, though. It's clean with some Christmas on the end, with the mouthfeel being appropriate for such a sessionable beer. I would call it light to medium, but the carbonation is restrained, and rightfully so. You don't want this beer, especially a lighter beer like this, being so, you know, a moderate amount of carbonation would make it almost seem like it's overcarbonated then. Mm-hmm. And obviously when we poured it, it seemed like it foamed a little bit more than I was anticipating or whatever. But, you know, there's tons of flavor for a small beer. And I'm saying air quotes small, not as small as an expectation or putting it down, but it is small, but you know, I would have no problem drinking a six pack of it. It's very easy drinking, but it's complex. I mean, it's a complex beer at the same time. And, you know, to me, this is how you truly judge a brewery. You go for their lightest offerings because you can't hide any friggin' flaws in it. And listen, don't take my word for it. That, you know, freaking GABF determined that they are a gold worthy, you know, in 2012 and gave them a gold medal for this bad boy. So, yeah, they definitely know how to make beer.
Highly recommended.
Yeah, I mean,
I just love rye, man. I love rye beers.
I mean, this isn't the only beer I've had from them. I've had their Evil Twin, which is that blood red ale from Heretic, and that's really awesome. And if you don't know the background on Heretic, like, you know, I suppose you want to know, hey, who's making all this great beer? So it was founded by Jamal, and I'm going to apologize up front if I slaughter your name, but it's Jamal Zanishev, and in 2011 in Pittsburgh, California. He moved to their current facility in Fairfield in 2013. He decided not to name the brewery after himself because of his last name and decided on Heretic, but not from the literal religious point of view like the name would suggest, but because craft beer drinkers are going against the mainstream of heavily industrialized beer drinkers. Mm-hmm. So within the culture of beer, that's where he thought Heretic is appropriate. And, you know, and I like the name. I think it's awesome. And if you look at their branding and stuff, it's very cool. Their website, all of it, you know, it has that, you know, religious kind of feel, overtones to it, but, you know, almost demonic in some ways too. But he worked many years in the software industry, but he was also blogging as a home brewer with a dream. And so he started a home brewer in 1999 when his wife bought him a Mr. Beer brewing kit. I tell you, the Mr. Beer brewing kits, not to slam on Mr. Beer, but that's about as entry level as you're going to get. I mean, the only other ones is these no-named 2-liter malt, and you just add some, you know, those yeast packets, and the beer is somewhat drinkable. But Mr. Brewing, Mr. Beer,
I like how it's just called Mr. Beer.
Yeah, just Mr. Beer Brewing Kit.
I went to Mr. Potato Head.
So in 2009, after 15 years of doing software, he walked away from that. He never looked back, and he knows his stuff. Jamal, he hosts Brew Strong and the Jamal Show on the Brewing Network, which are podcasts like ours, but, you know, theirs is focused on technical brewing, whereas ours is focused on being jackasses or whatever. Wow. But funny jackasses, like funny ha-ha. He's brewed every style of beer described in the BJCP style guidelines, and he co-authored Brewing Classic Styles, published in 2007 by the Brewers Publications, with fellow home brewer and Brew Strong co-host John Palmer. They currently have a 30-barrel brew house, and they're located close to Travis Air Force Base, so I'm sure that there's some love from the military, so we might need to make a trip out to the West Coast and check it out.
I'd say do it. And that's quite a plug for Mr. Beer Brewing Kit.
Should we go get some quarters?
No, that's quite a plug for him because, man, start out with that, and then he's evolved to this.
Well, it's no different than the Sabco with Dogfish Head with Sam Calgioni, you know, and that's how he started off, and they still use him. I'm sure that he's a paid endorser or whatever. But now, if you want to know more, again, go to Heretic Brewing. That's H-E-R-E-T-I-C Brewing.com. So I love it. I love this beer, man.
Grammarly.
That's right.
I would fall in love with this beer all over again. Stick around. We've got a lot to get to here on Beer Army Engaged. Our Heroes Never Die. An awesome story coming up right after the break. And then later on, our Yikum to Sue, we've got a lot to get to because you just can't make this shit up.
Yeah, we definitely need to try to get past more than two stories. I don't think we've gotten four stories.
So good last week. They were just really good.
I love it.
Did
man.
You not listen to it?
I did. I laughed my ass off on it. I was just like, why? Hopefully.
They were good.
I'm really hoping Tori didn't take notes and, you know. She didn't give us any crazy looks on Sunday, so Nancy's a memorial thing. So yeah.
No, she's the riot.
No, it was good times, man. Good times.
Well, stick around. More to come here on Beer Army Engaged.
Go AWOL with Beer Army Radio. We're online and mobile at beerarmy.org.
Hey, Dustin, why do you get a beer t-shirt, not me?
Just go over to wearyourbeer.com. Get 20% off your order by using the promo code BEERARMY.
It's that easy?
It's that easy. Wearyourbeer.com.
Promo code BEERARMY?
Yep, and you get 20% off your order.
I'm going to wear my beer.
Go for it today.
On the battlefield of beer, an informed soldier is a good soldier. Learn more about the Beer Army Foundation. Go to beerarmy.org. Get informed about beer, upcoming events, festivals, and community outreach that the Beer Army provides and supports. The revolution starts with you at beerarmy.org.
Beer Army Engaged.
Hey, don't forget, beerarmy.org has your links to all the events like Brewburn, which is coming up, as well all the collaborations that are going on. Frog Level coming up on the 13th. And you can link right there to the store as well. Get your awesome Beer Army swag.
One of the things I did want to talk about that eluded me because we were talking about Nancy was about Lena and her going away that we did Saturday night because it was her last night working at the outpost or whatever. And she's going to be missed. But, you know, nice thing is she'll be on the other side of the bar with us.
Yeah, she's not disappearing.
But she thought it was pretty cool, though. I mean, a lot of people came out, a lot of the Beer Army regulars. I think it was Amy Schultz pulled me to the side and she said, you know, I've seen people work at places 5, 6, 10 years. And they don't even get any kind of send off like this. And not that it was anything great or anything, but like I brought her some beer flavored jelly beans and then the last bottle of Zero Dark 30 I had or whatever. And you could tell she was greatly appreciative of it. And I know some other people brought some things and everybody kind of, it wasn't really a potluck, but I was like, oh, let me bring a cake, you know, and then some other people brought some other stuff. So it was really cool how it just kind of comes together like that without having to make it a big thing, you know what I mean?
That's the community, man. And that's the Beer Army community,
exactly. And then of course the picture's getting posted or whatever, but the Silver Fox, Lena Flores, she will be missed slinging beers, but she won't be going too far as we'll have her on the other side, you know.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it, but we appreciate all of her hard work, putting her fingerprints on Beer Army, and she'll always be a part of it no matter what. So
yeah, and you can't go without having a fondness for her because she just embodied everything.
She was big on the game nights and stuff like that too, orchestrating. That's the reason I'm hoping that we can still pull her in, for stuff. if we're going to pay her in beer though now, you know, she won't be on payroll anymore. But she's awesome. She's got a great heart. She's the type of person that'll give you the shirt off her back. I mean, just really cool person, selfless. So
thank you, Lena.
Thank you.
Oh, and right now it's time to dive into the heart of Beer Army Engaged. This is when we highlighted the good deeds of individuals, because you never know when you're going to be backed against a wall or your situation. You could be totally overwhelmed and everything could be falling down around you, but somebody's going to step in the gap.
Victory! You You know, it's crazy because, you know, when I jump on the newswires, look for our stories that we want to feature for our Heroes Never Die segment, you never know. I mean, we've when I've looked back through the past catalog of different heroes, it's been a whole plethora of different stuff. You know, groups of people, animals, kids, individuals, military, non-military, you know, EMS, firefighters, police, regular Joe Blow civilians, you know, chaplains.
You never students. Know who it's going to be.
Exactly. I mean, it's just really crazy.
Yeah.
Well, so this one just hit and I was like, wow. And so basically it's a, I don't want to say gang, but a bike club.
Motorcycle club.
Yeah, motorcycle club that came to the, well, here, give it a listen.
They stepped in to help. Meet the biker gang driven to help an Albuquerque girl after she was bullied on her way home from school. News 13's Emily Younger shows us how they rode to the rescue.
They're loud. Big, burly bikers dressed in black. And while they may appear dark and dangerous, the Punishers, a law enforcement motorcycle club in Albuquerque, are far from it.
Yeah, we're all pretty soft-hearted. I'm actually a nurse.
This week, the group, made up of military vets and former police officers, banded together with a local self-defense group to help a local girl in desperate need.
We were asked to talk to a young lady that was a victim of bullying.
That victim is just 5 years old and suffers from a mental disability. The girl's family, who asked us not to name her, says she was walking home from school this week when some neighbor kids jumped her and beat her up.
What?
Can you believe that crap, dude?
Who jumps a five-year-old?
Exactly, a five-year-old. A group of kids. I mean, I think about Lily, because she's six. So this would be a year younger, and Megan's four. You know, I mean...
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. In this day and age, I don't know if I'd allow a five-year-old to walk back for the school, unless, like, the school's, like, literally right next door, you know? But it's freaking nuts, man. I mean, freaking nuts, really? And then she has a mental disability. I mean, what kind of... I mean, I know kids can be really mean, you know?
That's beyond being mean.
But
man,
I don't think it's fellow five-year-olds. I mean, they don't obviously, when you talk about juveniles or whatever, they don't disclose who it is or names or whatever, but I'm pretty confident it wasn't a group of five-year-olds that jumped another five-year-old. You know what I'm saying, dude?
I don't think they're organized that well.
Exactly.
They can't even clean their room.
It's just like, what the fuck, man? You know, who in their right freaking mind? I mean, I'm just blown away. And so,
well, do you have any indication of who did it, what their ages were or whatnot?
No. I mean, there's nothing on this because this just happened like 48 hours ago or whatever.
But the Punishers stepped in. And,
yeah. So the Punishers, it's a national organization focused on helping people in the community. And so this is the local chapter out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the president that was talking, his name is Norman Gonzalez. Like he said, you know, a lot of them are ex-military, ex-police. I know you couldn't see it on your screen, but on mine, on the video, you got bikers with guns strapped because it's publicly displayed because, you know, it's not concealed, you know?
Right.
I think it's badass, man. You know, just like, yeah. And, you know, they do look like badasses, and I'm sure they are badasses, you know, but I think that was really, really cool of them to do to kind of, you know, I know we've had a lot of stop bullying awareness campaigns. I know that seems to be an issue. I mean, hell, I know... I mean, I'm on two sides of the fence. One is when I grew up, I was always tall for my age. So I was always getting in fights with upperclassmen or whatever. Not of my own doing, man. I mean, I know I can be a cocky son of a bitch at times or whatever, you know, and really? Stuff, but I could guarantee you I wasn't picking fights with guys 2-3 years. Cause you know how it is, man. When you're in school, a whole nother grade above you, it's like, oh, you know, mystique is like, oh, he's a upperclassman, you know, whatever. I tell you all the time, man, I was getting in scraps, man. And, yeah, it just seemed like, but, you know, I look at it that, you know, it's part of character development or whatever, but, you know, a kid, but then you hear about how kids are committing suicide or because they're getting picked on or whatever.
Well, the bullying's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's nonstop. It doesn't just end at school. It's at school and then it continues and it can't get away with it because it's online and it's everything.
Well, nowadays, yeah. You know, when I was a kid, we obviously didn't have this whole online thing or whatever, but yeah, I mean, you know, it's to a point where it's fundamentally changing young children and how they become young adults and insecurities and self-esteem issues and all this other stuff. And that ain't right, man. Again, that's not what this country was founded on. You know, it should be freedom to pursue, you know, whatever. And you shouldn't have some asshole or assholes freaking, you know. And then A five-year-old, man. I mean, for the love of God, man. And then a mental disability on top of it. Not that I'm trying to say, oh, well, she doesn't have a mental disability, so it's okay. No, it's not okay at all. But it's just like, what the hell, man? I just know kids can be so mean, but...
Do we have the details on exactly what these punishers did?
Yeah, so they went over there, and, again, they're made up of former police officers and military veterans, and, you know, he said that basically, that, you know, they went over there. At first, she was kind of like, ooh, what's going on with that? But once they kind of warmed up to them, or she warmed up to them, you know, they just basically were trying to, you know, going over to say hi, and, you know, she was kind of wide-eyed when she walked out. And, you know, again, once she warmed up to him, they kind of formed a bond. And, you know, Gonzalez was just trying to say is that, hey, we're here for you no matter what.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said that they left her with a strong message to always stand up for yourself and, you know, turn the men, you know, it turned them into feeling very proud and having a connection with their community. Because when you're helping in any form or fashion, you know, and I know. So, you know, while we say, oh, this is our Heroes Never Die segment. And so, you know, our shout out is to the Albuquerque chapter of the Punishers Motorcycle Club. It, you know, what was heroic about it? Well, because you don't know how that might change her life, how she maybe will stand up for herself. I'm not saying she'll start fighting back or whatever per se, but understand right. that there's life beyond this and that. You know, grow from it. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, so to speak. Even though I think at 5 years old, it might be a little hard to really capture
that. But well, at 5 years old, I have some very solid, strong memories of people that were really influential.
Oh yeah,
in my life at 5 years old.
Definitely.
And if that can be a brick, a solid brick in the foundation of her life, awesome.
But when I look at like Make a Wish Foundation or whatever, where they you know help little kids really you know make a wish or whatever, you know I have a huge club. I mean, there was like at least 20 of these guys going over there. That would be pretty badass. Yeah. And I tell you, just from hearing from these guys talk, I'm pretty confident they probably made it known, too, that so whoever the kids are involved, I know if I saw some big gang, I'd be like, ooh, their gang's bigger than my gang.
Could you imagine playing with your Legos, being one of the ones that bullied this girl and watching the news with mom and dad and then like, oh.
Yeah. My big monster freaking boot is going to be up your ass, man, along with your Legos. You pick on this kid again. Nah, it was really cool because they took the time. They give a shit. They care. I think for a five-year-old, it shows like, hey, there's other people that care. I think it goes a long ways. And of course, they didn't do this just alone. They also did it in connection with, what is it? There's another, the Shockwave. Which is a self-defense group, a local self-defense group to help, again, this local girl.
Oh, wow.
And then there was also there was something else that I wanted to catch, but I can't find it in my damn notes now. I did want to point out, though, because I was thinking to myself, well, what else do these guys do, the Punishers do? Or I looked up. The group in Albuquerque also sponsors a Little League team. I don't know why. I just kind of felt...
I felt,
yeah, but like the Punishers, I was like, how badass is that? Yeah, I play on Team Punisher, you know what I mean?
How intimidating would that be to have this huge motorcycle club pull up to a Little League game on their bikes?
Well, I was thinking about that, and of course, you know, with the American Sniper released and everything, and his crew, especially in his last deployment, they all wore the Punisher symbol and stuff like that. So I just thought it was badass. I don't know. I just thought it was really cool. But, you know, so shout out to... Albuquerque chapter president Norman Gonzalez from the Punishers, and of course the Punishers Motorcycle Club
leading the charge, man.
Yeah, just again being a good example, I think so.
Hell yeah, thank you for sharing that one, bud. And stick around, we've got our Yikem to Sue to get to. These crazy stories you just can't make up. Sometimes fact is stranger than fiction.
Yeah, well, I got a sex offender lashing out, man. He's lashing out. He's sick and tired of being, you know, victimized as a sex offender.
Yeah. Well, I've got some crazy stuff too, man. Imagine riding in a naked bike ride, but being kicked out for a very interesting reason.
Too naked.
It's totally obvious when you're naked.
Awesome. Yeah. I can't wait.
We get off to this with the Yikem to Sue coming up.
Hey, Dustin, where do I get a Family Guy t-shirt?
Is that Cleveland or is that Mick?
Oh, it's Mick. I just sound like Cleveland.
Go over to TVMovieDepot.com and get clothing from all your favorite TV shows and movies.
Don't forget, it's the promo code BEERARMY. That'll get you 20% off.
That's TVMovieDepot.com.
Every soldier needs quality gear. Get yours at BEERARMY.org. Hats, t-shirts, and more. Show Murphy he can't keep you down and announce to the world that you're in the Beer Army. Go to BEERARMY.org. Do it. By the way... Murphy's a bitch.
It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Don't forget, just by listening to Beer Army Engaged, you can hit up wearyourbeer.com, tvmoviedepot.com, or superherodend.com. If you don't remember any of those websites I just gave you, you'll find them linked right there at beerarmy.org in the radio section. And 20% off your order if you use the code BEERARMY. They got some really awesome t-shirts in there for you.
Notice I kept my mouth shut there because I've slaughtered those freaking names for like 3 weeks straight. So I'm like, he's doing good. He's going to the second one. He's going to the third one. He scores!
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of stuff here with our Yikum to Sue that yeah. we've done this looking back on. It's just, it makes for, if honestly, if there was just a time capsule that was sent into space, but just the Yikum to Sue stories, no aliens would ever visit this planet.
They would all go to Florida. Oh, man. No, it's, I would agree with you. But then I think that the, their curiosity would get the better of them, and they'd have to go beep,
probably.
Beep.
I call it the spoiled milk. Yeah, the spoiled milk. What do you situation?
Or just, like a 9-volt battery on your tongue, like you know it's gonna. But I just gotta try it. Yeah.
Yeah, essentially, because somebody could tell you the milk's spoiled, but you don't really believe them until you smell it, and then you're like, why'd I do that?
Oh man,
that's just how it works. Well, hopefully, the Morse code everybody's about to hear, which actually is Morse code for Yikum to Sue. Maybe that'll be out in space and they'll realize what they'll be getting themselves into. So let's get right down to it. Let's Yikum to Sue.
So I came across this story. It's a couple months old or whatever, but I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. And well, anyways, give a listen before we talk about it.
A dejected John Kreischer early in the afternoon in court. Later, displaying anger at his lot in life, being a registered sex offender.
You know, I sleep in a tool trailer and in a damn sleeping bag, you know, because I cannot rent. They won't, every time I find a place that'll rent to a sex offender, the parole department shoots me down.
He had just moved into a downtown hotel in the spring of 2013 when the San Diego Police Department issued the warning flyer. He admitted to being high risk, but he wore an electronic ankle bracelet for tracking purposes and said that he wasn't a danger.
I don't jump out of trees from behind bushes, stalk people, night, run around and do anything. I made a mistake.
Kreischer had been in and out of prison for sexual crimes dating back to his teens. Then came another arrest and a conviction for attempted sexual battery on a 70-year-old woman in Hakumba. Her daughter, who didn't want to be identified, called him broken and defective.
Those are not the acts of a man, Your Honor. That is the behavior of an animal. Were he a rabid pit bull, the county would deal with him expeditiously.
Wow. Well said. I mean, the reason I let it play a little long like that is because I'm getting pissed off because you hear this guy, he's pointing fingers at everybody for his lot. You know what I mean? Like, he can't do this, can't do that. And he said, for one mistake. Okay, dude. Well, we went back and, you know, it started, you got, you know, a history of convictions of forced rape, forcible rape, and lewd conduct with a child under 14 in the 1970s, the 1980s. And then you're trying to prey on some 70-year-old lady, you know, by forcefully entering, you know. I mean, it's like, what freaking planet are you on? You know what I mean? It's like, exactly, aliens, come get me. Yeah. Come get this guy. You yeah. know what I mean? And do the anal probe, you know? No, seriously, with sex offenders, I think they, now don't get me wrong, I have heard stories where, you know, 18-year-old guy, he was dating a 16-year-old chick, I don't know, something, and then they have to, I mean, I've heard some weird stories, so I'm not going to say that our laws are perfect.
Right.
But for the most part, though, guys like this, they're a problem.
Absolutely.
They are a freaking problem, man. And so, you know, the judge with the, and then if you let the thing play a little bit long, he's basically saying the reason why he's there is because she's lying. Well, obviously there's enough evidence, dude, to say that she isn't lying. And obviously the judge feels strongly enough. I mean, I trust, for the most part, you know, the judges that sit on the bench. I mean, they've been vetted to a certain point. And if he felt strong enough to give you 25 years to life, holy crap, that wasn't like parole or slap on a wrist or 1 year in a county jail. 25 years to life, dude.
You know why the judge did that. He really felt for the guy. He's like, man, you're having such a hard time finding a place to stay. I'll make sure that you have a you'll have a cot.
Yeah, meals. Never have to worry about
you'll
it again.
You'll have clean clothes. Yeah, yeah. Might just be two sets of orange jumpers.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, now we're responsible for picking up the tab on this jackass.
That's what pisses me off. You know, it costs more to give somebody food and shelter for their criminal activity than a lot of people make it a year.
The victim's daughter, though, I think she said it great. You know, he's a defective human, free to stalk, to prey upon, to attack, and ultimately to violate, denigrate, and strip away the rights of women like my 72-year-old mother, all for his own pleasure. Well said, man.
Yeah.
You know what, dude? So for our pleasure, we're going to send you to a place where hopefully they don't think highly of sex offenders and they will fucking rape your ass. I mean, I just, you know, to me, you know, beating up a 5-year-old girl, you know, maybe has a mental disability or whatever, but sex offenders, man, on kids, it's a whole nother, not that I'm saying raping an adult's okay. I'm just saying, but for kids, because it is so freaking like, what the fuck, man?
It's you're literally destroying innocence is what they're doing.
And she's right, man. And if he was a pit bull or something, he would have been put down, man.
Yeah. Maybe we should look at sex offenders as pit bulls. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think that gives looking at sex offenders as pit bulls, I think gives pit bulls a bad name.
Oh, yeah, I know. We don't want to sing all pit bulls. No, but I love, you know, later on, too, he goes, I'm frustrated. I'm angry. He goes, I admit that right now. For 7 months, I've been locked up. I've been beat up in jail because of these charges, which I didn't do. It's like beat up.
Your penis says otherwise.
Exactly.
All right, let's move on. Otherwise, we're going to get angrier and angrier. Yeah.
Drink my beer.
But this will make you just as angry, just in a different way.
Okay.
Air travel sucks.
Oh, God.
I mean, I love flying. I love
the
fact of flying. I just don't like having to do it on the commercial end of things.
Yeah, no, you're packed in like sardines, man. I mean, it's just, it just sucks. There was days when it was awesome. But
and if you don't know the airports you're in very well, you can get totally bogged down in security.
Yeah. Yeah, no, TSA you're talking about.
Yeah. And we want to think it's all for a good reason because they've got to be extra. They got to take their extra time and they've got to figure out.
Hey, they confiscate my Q-tips because they could be used as a weapon, you know? I mean, it's like.
Yeah. Well, but prepare to be even more pissed off.
Okay.
Because even though it takes you forever to get through that, mm-hmm. you seem to be screened and screened and screened and just smelling people's dirty feet. All that stuff. And yet, here we find out Homeland Security did an investigation and a test of TSA's practices, and they find TSA agents don't find nearly enough of the fake explosives and weapons that undercover Homeland Security agents try to smuggle past them. So much so that the latest results, get a load of this, TSA agents failed 67 out of 70 tests. That's 95%.
Wow, 67 out of 70? I thought you were going to say 67%. I was going to say,
no,
well,
they failed 67 out of 70 tests. They got weapons. They got plastic explosives past them.
Wow.
All this stuff. They failed. They had a 95% failure rate.
Yeah, well, 67 out of 70 is going to be higher than 90. It's got to be like.
Well, no, it's 95%. They failed 95% of their tests. Wow. And it's crazy. And no, it's. They haven't released the dates of when these tests were done, but the Homeland Security chief is said to be frustrated.
Frustrated? I don't feel
frustrated by the findings that he demanded a meeting last week with TSA headquarters.
Well,
no, TSA headquarters. Well, yeah.
Jesus. That's how we're going to solve this. Let's have some meetings. Let's have some meetings.
Beyond frustrating.
It's just. I mean, don't get me wrong. Hey, look, I guess something that 3%, hey, that's 3% that they found or whatever, right? Or 5% that they found. I guess that's something, you know, and I don't know. It's
really? It's like going home with an F on a test.
I know, dude. I'm trying to like.
But, Mom, don't look at this. All that I got wrong. Look at the two that I got right.
You're right, dude. I'll shut the hell up. I can't even go. I don't have a leg to stand on with that. It's just. Out of all this shit, because I know they must spend some serious money on TSA. They have to. Mm-hmm. And that's all we can get? That's all we can get? You know, it's like...
5% wow. accuracy?
Yeah. I don't know, dude. That frustrates me to the point that I'm ready to go hang out. I got to get away from that. You know where I'm going to go hang out?
Where?
I'm going to go hang out at the Naked Beer Fest in the Poconos. That's where I'm going to go hang out. Actually, I'm lying there. I can't because it's on 27 June, and we're going to have Brewburn Beer Fest. So luckily, these guys aren't within the same state.
You're going to hang out.
So, yeah, exactly. No, luckily, we're not in the same state, because otherwise, I think we'd have a hard time pulling a crowd to our beer festival, because they might want to go to the Naked Beer
I don't think
festival.
You want to use terms like hang out and polling when you reference...
Well, what I'm
talking festivals.
What I'm talking about is that you know that we have a lot of beer festivals out there. They really seems like it blows up. Everybody's having beer festivals now, but you know, most of the same kind of standard format. You either pay, do a token, unlimited sampling, or whatever. But no, not for Sunny Rest Resort for their fourth annual Bear Beach Beer Bash, which takes place again on Saturday, June 27th, from 1 to 5. And that's right, nudity is a requirement. So. Guests are allowed to wear a robe, towel, or even suit up elsewhere at this clothing-optional vacation destination in the Pennsylvania's Pocono Mountains, but birthday suits are the only suits allowed on site of the annual Brewfest. So, I don't know. I guess attendees can also enjoy music by A Pair of Nuts is the name of the band. So, again, that's Sunny Rest Resort, so if you're feeling brave...
And their marketing director for this festival is like, we really try to pull in an eclectic crowd.
I don't know, man.
Born afraid to rise to the occasion of
Listen,
nudity.
I like beer festivals, but I don't know if I would go to a naked beer festival and be like, hey, what the hell is that in my cup? You know? Or wait a minute. Wow, it does look bigger when I look through the bottom of my glass.
Maybe only... Why does it look like a fisheye?
A fisheye.
Oh, man. Well, maybe it's there's a drink requirement before you actually get into the festival, just for the alcohol flaccidness, you know.
Flaccidness. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'd be curious. I mean, see, but that's an alien situation. I kind of want to go just to check it out, you know. But I don't think I want to run around buff, though. But I'm really curious to see, okay, who's actually attending this?
You want to send a probe to that planet?
It's a probe. Oh, man. What do you got over there?
I got one last thing. speaking of nudity, have you heard of the World Naked Bike Ride?
Oh, more nudity.
Yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like. It happens in... It came through Kent, UK.
Okay.
Over the past weekend. And the participants had barely got their clothes off before organizers had to throw a guy out.
He got ejected?
He got ejected.
He got ejected for what?
For having an erection.
Wait a minute. But you said it's a nude event, right?
Yes, right? It's the naked bike ride.
And so... So what if a woman's got hard nipples? They're throwing her out too.
I doubt that.
You know, I mean, come on, man.
I really doubt that. I really doubt that they would do anything negative toward a naked woman.
I don't get it. I mean, the poor guy.
Let me just quote a witness here. Okay. You have to hear this. There was a witness, a shocked witness at that, who says, and I'll try to pull in my best British accent.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone was taking their clothes off to get ready for the ride. I heard gasps, and I turned around. It was a horrible sight. It's fair to say he was overexcited and got aroused. It looked like he was enjoying the event a bit too much.
I don't know. See, once again, if I'm an alien, that's an event I think I want to go attend and check it out.
There's every party has that one guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess at a nude event.
Yeah,
a boner is that one guy equivalent. Yeah, there's always got to be somebody.
Listen, we talked about this before. Remember about going up to the chalkboard when you're, a kid or whatever, or juvenile male. Yeah. Dude, I can't tell you how many. I mean, boners at the cyclic rate, just out of nowhere. We're like, what the hell's going on, man? So if this is a young guy and he has a boner, you're at a nude or at a naked bike ride. So I'm assuming there must be naked chicks. It's not an all sausage festival. I could understand, and especially if there's some good-looking chicks, why a guy might pop a chub? I don't understand where that's a party foul, man.
A boner's like a broken watch. It's right twice a day.
Oh, my God, man.
We went a little long.
Yeah. In this segment?
That's going to do it for Beer Army Engage for this week. But make sure you do check out the back catalog. Go to beerarmy.org. And don't forget all the events like Brew Burn, Feeling Froggy. You have until the 15th to get those scholarships in.
Yeah, the applications.
Applications for scholarships in. So definitely hit up beerarmy.org. You can find all the information you need on all those things right there. And we will catch you next week.
Rounds out.
Beer Army Radio.